Well, the relationship between the army and the civil population is crucial. To describe it just shortly, it is just like the relationship between fish and water. Fish cannot live without water. And of course, for us, we look at the civilian as water, and we SPLA as fish. And it is challenging maintaining, you know, and sustaining the relationship between us and the civil population, in a sense that SPLA is one of the biggest institutions in South Sudan, and it has people of different backgrounds. And to educate everyone so that all of us read from the same page remains always a challenge. But at a certain extent, the SPLA leadership has been able at least to orient, you know, the moral of the SPLA personnel through the moral orientation department. And one of the strategies that has been taken, it was that the leadership of the SPLA sat down and divided Juba into five sectors. Because when we talk of a positive relationship between the civil population and the army is to avail peace and security in the first place. Mm-hmm. And this is the mandate of the SPLA as a national army to secure, you know, the civil population. Mm-hmm. We decided to divide Juba into five security sectors and decided to search for illegal weapons, so that this is the genesis of all the problems that happens here and there. Mm-hmm. And I think most people in Juba now can tell me that the relationship has reached a certain extent of being positive, because now during the search of illegal weapons, there has never been, you know, kind of misbehavior that has been encountered during the process. Even if there are some isolated incidences, but that is normal within human society.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk outside Juba, not only in Juba. The relationship in Juba, well, after Christmas, we had a lot has improved. But some villages around the country have complained that once the army goes there, they attack their villages. The army have been accused of killing people in funeral places. What will be your reaction on this accusation on the SPLA in other parts of the country apart from Juba?
Well, when I talked about Juba as a face of the city, of the country, but I think all these things applies to other states and other towns within South Sudan. Well, coming back to all these accusations that are being labeled against the SPLA, some of the accusations are just negative, you know, media campaign against the SPLA. Because the insurgency in South Sudan would like all the time to put SPLA as nothing. So the SPLA as a national army cannot attack villages. The SPLA as national army cannot attack people at funeral.
Right. Now, the president yesterday in Yei, the commander-in-chief, gave orders that any soldier who is found or arrested of raping or killing someone should be executed. Is this the extreme measure that the SPLA is ready to take in order to bring discipline to the army?
Before the President of the Republic comes in, it was given as a standing orders by the Chief of General Staff of the SPLA, General Paul Mulongawan, I think 2 months before, that it is a standing order that anybody who will be found, you know, involved in any gender-based related conflict should be executed immediately. And of course, the president also had to emphasize it when he visited EA. And of course, this is one of the drastic measures to see into that the civil population of South Sudan are our kings and queens. We must not mistreat them.
I just want you to emphasize on that briefly before we go to our next segment or topic, which will be, of course, the IDPs coming back to their homes. Now, for a soldier who is listening to us right now in terms of discipline and all these orders being put, what could you like to tell this soldier who is listening to this program right now?
Well, to take this opportunity to inform our SPLA personnel, wherever they are, that when we succeeded from the governor of Sudan, the Arab have insulted the whole of South Sudanese, that South Sudanese will be there killing themselves, you know, committing a lot of atrocities against themselves. In the SPLA and in all other sectors, we should not confirm that. We should take that insult, you know, as a national insult, that the Arabs or the governor of Sudan is trying to challenge us. We should take this opportunity to confirm, you know, to the governor in Sudan that we are not whom they think. We are the people of high integrity. We love our country. We love our people. And we care for this nation.